She'd worked in this job for years and years, and the lady was lying down every night, even though you knew the room was cold. Every night you used to go, is that radiator not on? And the radiator was always
blasting.
On. Yeah, but the room was freezing. And this lady looked up at it, was lying on the bench, looked up at us, and the other care assistant says to her, are you okay? I think her name is, And the lady looked, and she was lying just flat. And say this was her, she just raised herself right up. You know, I mean, I couldn't do it. This was a lady in her 80s. Just, up, stick.
Bolt up, right
up, right straight, just up like that, And she was looking behind me. And I was frozen spot with fright. And so was the girl, the other care assistant. And June was going, are you okay? And she just goes, don't worry, she says. She was looking at whatever was behind me. She says, the Lord's not... Really, I changed my whole opinion after this. And she says, the Lord's not going to take me just yet. And she went down as upright and as she... just with her two arms like this, she just let herself down, just stiff like that. And I was really terrified. And after that, my whole... I wasn't so sceptical anymore about there being, ghosts or whatever, spirits or whatever you want to...
And do you think it's because these people are older that they're somehow more sensitive to it, or...?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, it could be. There was one nurse there, and she used to always say that she'd seen things that she was sensitive to it.
Yeah.
But in that same home, I got the report one night, and this is when I was in an old nurse, and there was a staff nurse there, and I said to... We were all doing our work, and it was about 11:30, and I seen this lady who had been a patient but had been in the hospital. I seen her walking along the corridor looking awful well and really dressed lovely. And I said to the nurse that was in charge at the time, I said, I can't remember the patient's name, but I said, did Mrs. So-and-so come back from hospital? I said, Mrs. So-and-so's back from hospital then. And the nurse said, no, she's not. If she is, they haven't told me in report. And here's people like, I just seen her and walking along the corridor there. And she says, I haven't seen her. And we looked in her room and checked everywhere. And we couldn't find the lady I'd seen. And then we started to think, was it a visitor? Was there somebody up?
Her sister.
I still don't know to this day what it was, because it was about 11:30 and we don't get visitors at that time of night.
No.
And especially, the lady never came back. She died in hospital. But whether she died before that night or after it, I don't know.
And probably don't want to know.
But it wasn't like, the way you think if you seen a ghost, it would be like near transparent or a vision or something like that. It was a woman walking along as solid, as what me and you are sitting here.
Yeah.
And even after that, I keep wondering back to that, thinking, who was that lady that I seen walking along? Really, really, really well dressed, because people in the nursing home at 11:30 at night don't look well dressed, because their clothes are,
tired.
Yes.
After the full day that they've had.
Or they've spilled their food or
something.
Yeah, whatever. And so really well dressed, and I'd never seen her up walking. Although she thinks she could walk, I'd never seen her up walking before this particular night.